And we bid goodbye this morning to a small piece of the financial crisis. Toxie, the toxic asset purchased by our Planet Money team and named by listeners like you, has died. Toxie was a bundle of mortgages from across the country put together by Wall Street, sold to investors. Toxie and thousands like her helped bring on the financial crisis. NPR's David Kestenbaum and Hannah Jaffe Walt have this remembrance.
You remember when people worried that the world's largest banks might be insolvent? That was because of all the Toxies out there. No one knew what they were really worth. Those bonds were so complicated, and they relied on the housing market, which was such a mess.
We wanted to find out, what is a toxic asset really worth? So back in January, we bought one ourselves with the help of an expert, Whit Solberg at Mission Peak Capital, for what seemed like a steal.
I have to say, I have never gotten such a huge discount. Toxie was just $1,000, 99% off her original sticker price.
Whit told us every month some homeowners would make their payments and we would get a check. Until enough of those homeowners lost their homes, and then she would die.
If we were right about what she was worth, we would make back our $1,000 and then some.
As of today, Toxie has given us just $449, and Whit has some news.
The day has come. Toxie has officially died.
It's over.
It is over.
That means there's no chance we're getting any more checks.
She's dead, Hannah. She's not coming back.
So, here we are at the gravesite of this thing. More than half of the homeowners are not making payments. We thought we'd spend a few minutes to remember Toxie's life and her legacy. A legacy that, of course, still surrounds us today. We've asked Whit Solberg to offer some ceremonial words. Whit was also an investor in Toxie, and he, like us, lost more than half his money.
Good riddance, Toxie, and I look forward to having the dirt be pushed on top of your little grave, and may it be very thick dirt. So there I end my obituary.
Okay, thank you, Whit. Toxie, I don't blame you. I blame us. You were a very cute baby. When you were born, we all loved you. Bankers made money putting you together. Investors were snatching you up. Investors like the New Jersey Carpenters Pension Fund person we met, George Laufenberg, who bought one of Toxie's siblings.
To be honest, I thought we were pretty safe with most of the fixed assets that we had, most of the bonds that we had and everything else.
Are you a carpenter?
Yes, I am.
Unlike us, the carpenters paid full price for their toxic asset. They've lost 95% of their money.
But back then, the money the carpenters were spending was helping homeowners. Toxie helped connect people like George with money to lend to people who wanted to borrow money to buy homes. Like another person we met, Lisa Liberator Kinney in Florida. Her mortgage was one of those in our Toxie. And she remembers Toxie's childhood well.
It was actually, you know, exciting for most people because people were like, yeah, I bought my house 2 years ago and now it's triple. You know, it's worth triple what it was worth.
Today, George and the carpenters are suing Toxie's creators. Lisa says her house in Florida has lost half its value. Toxie, you gave us wealth and then you took it all away.
By dropping dead now, though, you are at least finally offering an answer to that vexing question, what is a toxic asset worth? Now we know the answer, at least for one. Toxie was worth $449.06.
Unfortunately, we paid $1,000. It turns out a 99% discount was not enough. But still, Toxie's breed is now one step closer to extinction. The year she was born, over $1 trillion worth of Toxies were created, and this year, almost none. So we can stand here at Toxie's grave with a sense of closure.
It is at this point in our radio funeral. Imagine Whit Solberg elbowing his way back up to the podium. Closure? What do you mean closure?
That we're in like the third inning, if you will, on the toxic asset business. There's still a lot more that's sitting in people's balance sheets, you know, waiting for the day that they're able to sell. They're not going away anytime soon.
So can we say at least that with Toxie's death, we are one step closer to knowing what all these toxic assets are worth and one step closer to the end of the financial crisis?
No. You can't. I'm sorry, David. I know you wanted me to say yes.
Now we have an answer, though.
you have an answer. We know what Toxie is worth.
But there's still a lot more out there.
Yeah, unfortunately, the line's really, really long. Like around the corner, you know, up the steps. Long line.
Toxie is survived by millions of investors and homeowners who are part of some other toxic asset story. And we still don't know how those stories are going to end.
I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Chana Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.
We are not quite done with Toxie because one listener wrote a song.
She's Toxie, the toxic asset. We love every complicated facet. She's your pet CMO, but you never know if this cash flow is her last yet.
We even have a video of Toxie's funeral, which you can find at npr.org/toxic.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com.
This could only be Morning Edition from NPR News.